Time now for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we cruise right on down to Gamalia, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this rather crisp Thursday morning?
I tell you what, I'm glad I'm inside where it's warm because it's been, you know, the last several mornings, it's been rather chilly out there. But
it's, you know what, it's that time of year. We've been very fortunate to have mild up to this point, so it's all right.
So now what about the fishing? How's that been going?
Well, we talk about it every year, Gary. To get into January, it's really good right now. The water temperature is perfect, lake level 553 and some change. Fishing's really good right now. Stripers, hybrids, whites, crappie, bass, everything. Everybody's not catching a limit, but making a good day out there catching fish.
Mm-hmm. And live bait, plastic bait, what are they still kind of jigging and doing a little bit of jerk baiting or what?
It's, you know, Gary, it's a little combination of both, you know. Follow the bait fish. With all the fancy electronics out there these days, you know, you can really follow the fish and you can get into it in some schools. And sometimes it's some days, it could be in the morning the live bait's working and late morning the jigging form's good.
I know they had a bass tournament there a couple Saturdays ago, I guess.
Right.
And, I think everybody caught fish, but it's, you know, this time of year, and you never know what time of day it could be. Are you seeing most of the boats, though, early morning or mid-morning or afternoon? When does it appear to be that peak time?
I'm going to say mid-morning, not early like it, you know, like normally, you know, we think first light and stuff. Just a little bit later, 9, 10 o'clock and stuff seems to be more active around that time.
About the time the sun comes up, right? Starts to shine onto the lake.
That's what I'm thinking. Even with a little bit of cloud cover and stuff, which I think that's better than having a bluebird sky for fishing. But it's been really good. It's January and it's that time of year. The fishing can really take off.
Oh yeah, and you know, it should stay pretty good for, you know, the next 45-50 days, and then we'll kind of get into that next transition, you know, where we start
right. We
can
get into
spring.
Some of that spring fishing. Absolutely, you're absolutely right on that, and let's take advantage of it now. I mean, whether you go out by yourself or go hook up with a guide, there's some great fishing going on right now. You got to be a little patient. But there's some really good, like you said, the next couple months here, it's going to be really good.
Now, for the folks that want to know a little bit more, maybe get a room, get a cabin, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line, take a look at some of the pictures on there, read a couple of the stories. And, of course, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Hey, Gary, I just want to mention, someone made me aware of this yesterday, and it's not that far away. We have a big event coming to our area in the beginning of April, and people that want to come down and and watch the solar eclipse, that'd be a beautiful thing, you know?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I want to put that out there because this area down here, it's going to be prime viewing area.
Oh, yeah. You know, if we could just get Pink Floyd to come out and play the full version of Dark Side of the Moon while this eclipse is going on.
How cool would that be? That would be, man. We get a cover band to do that.
Yeah, you know, just play the whole album, you know?
Oh, my, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be spectacular.
We'll work on that. We got a couple of months.
Yeah. Let's see what we can put together. All right, hey, Gary, we appreciate you, my man, and we will catch up with you next week.
All right, sounds good, Gary. Be safe.
Yep. Gary Faraci with